Okay, primarily we were juggling two different inyonim. One was to understand the machlokes is Rebbe and the Chachamim, Rebbe and the Tanakhama. We had in the first Mishnah, we had a machlokes between, first the Mishnah stated that just in order to have Me'ila, you need to have the same Iber Gichazet, Hanoah and Pagam. And the Mishnah stated that by Klishores and Behema, there's Me'ila Acha Me'ila. Because it's the Kedusha stays. And then the Mishnah brought down Rebbe who added something. Which ultimately the Gemara's Okimta is that we're talking about a specific thing which doesn't, according to Rebbe, doesn't have pidyon. So if you look, I don't know if we did read this piece of Gemara, we didn't, but we'll just read it again. Heinu Taina Kame. Right? The Gemara asks, Rebbe Eimer called over Sheim El Pidyon, Hainu Tanakame. He seems to be saying exactly what the Tanakame is saying. Omarove Ika Benayu Eitzi. Wood. According to the Tanakame, wood. That means Poshat, somebody's Makdish wood. Makabal on himself a carbon Eitzim. Just wood. So Rebbe Eimer, Ha'oimare Ale Eitzim Oyifchos Mishnei Gezorin. You have to give at least two Gezorin. Right, two logs. Rebbe Oimer, Eitzim Korban Hem. Eitzim is a korban. It's considered a korban. And therefore, Tunim Melach, or Tunim Tanufa, you need to salt it and wave it. Omarodo, or Divrei Rebbe, Tunim Eitzim. You need to burn the wood on other wood, because the wood is a korban. It's like you brought any korban, you brought a mincha. You can't use the mincha for fuel. You have to fuel up the Mizbeach to makar the mincha. So if you mak this wood, you have to bring wood for the wood. Similarly, Amar Popol Divrei Rebbe Eitzim Tzerich Kemitza. So the first Ukimta in the Gemara is very difficult, because according to this Ukimta in the Gemara, there is no Machloikas Rebbe in the Chachamim. In Me'ila, Hilchas Me'ila. There's a Machloikas Rebbe in the Chachamim if wood is a rub. That's like a zvocha machlokes, menochas machlokes. Had nothing to do with Maseches Me'ila. Rebbe holds that if somebody says I'm being makabel to bring wood, it's like he said I'm bringing a mincha. It's a kol, right? That's Rebbe. And the Chachamim say wood is not a kol. Wood is like you're bringing a kedushas damim. Now naturally, that's going to affect Maseches Me'ila. But that has nothing to do with anything else. Kotshim is full of machloikism. As far as if a carbon is chal, if it's not chal, shutfim, not shut. I mean, we have hundreds of machloikism. It has nothing to do with Maseches Me'ila. What I was trying to explain to you last week is that it's unacceptable that the Gemara means that this is the limitation of the machloikism. The machloikism is just whether carbon eitzim is a carbon or carbon eitzim is not a carbon. Because if that's the machloikism, that doesn't belong here in Me'ila. Right? And especially since Rebbe's washing in the Mishnah, he didn't even talk about carbonate. He spoke about Dovah Sheyesh L'Pidyon, which ultimately is what the Chachamim also hold. The Chachamim hold Kol Dovah Sheyesh L'Pidyon Yesh Moyel Achamoyel. Right? The Chachamim also hold like that. So if that is the only dispute between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether wood is a carbon or not, number one, the machlokes doesn't belong here. Number two, Rebbe didn't even describe the machlokes. Rebbe didn't even tell us what he was arguing. Rebbe came and made a completely benign statement that his opponents agree with. Rebbe said, anything which has pidyon, which doesn't have pidyon, yesh moyel achamoyel. Chachamim would say, absolutely, we agree. So Rebbe did not qualify his main point. So to me, these are two reasons making the simplistic pshat in the Gemara unacceptable. We learn the Gemara just like Ashrei, that the Gemara is saying, Rebbe happens to hold that wood is a carbon. Has nothing to do here, and it's not described in the Mishnah. That's number one. The second who came to the Gemara says, is that Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, I have another example where Rebbe could be arguing with the Chachamim. Kodshe Mizbeach Tmimim V'Nasim Balei Mumim. Machlekes is by kochim is beach tmimim, v'nasim balimumim. Which means you have fake psuei mukdashim. So now they are redeemable. Okay. So ordinarily we would say ein moil achamoil, correct? Because once you have anor, it becomes chum. And now you shechti them. By shechting them, you made it that it's not possibly not redeemable. So the Gemara says, "Well, Tanya, we learned kochim is beach tmimim v'nasim balimumim v'ava v'shochton." Rebbe Oimer Yikovehu. Rebbe says they should be buried, meaning there's nothing you could do with them. V'chachomim Oimer Yipodu. Chachomim say they are redeemable. Again, here, if you look in the Mefarish, he explains, V'atanya, the bottom one, the second to the bottom Mefarish, Rashi. V'atanya b'nichus ha-kotshem is be'ach t'mimim v'nasim balimumim. So you have a korban. It became a balmum. The proper protocol would be to redeem it and then to shecht it. Instead, you shechted it first. Okay? If you would have redeemed it first, there'd be no shai. You shechted it first, before you redeemed it. Rebbe says you have to bury it. And you can't do amod v'arocha because they're dead. So you can't evaluate it like you would evaluate regular kochim. Tomesu. Hilkachi kovev. Hoyu v'leslu pedia. Hilkachi yesh b'em moyelach ha-moyel. End of story. So it comes out from the Mefarish, from Rashi, very similar to what we just said about the Korban Eitzim. Perhaps this is even more difficult, this Ukimta, but as difficult, is that there's a side machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether when the Torah gave a din of Hamodah v'Harocha, it also gave it by Kochim Mizbeach, Shehumumu. Right? We know by Berek Abayis, you can only redeem it while it's alive. By regular Kochim Berek Abayis, you can't redeem it after it's dead. Okay? So the Gemara, for Kochim Mizbeach, we assume it doesn't have that din. So Rebbe holds that the din holds true by Kochim Mizbeach too. And therefore, since you shechted it, now it's out of the parasha of Pidyon. The Chachamim all know Kochim Mizbeach were never included in Amod V'Arocha, and therefore it's redeemable. End of story. So again, we have the same difficulty with this Ukimta in the Gemara, because this has nothing to do with Me'ilah, and it has nothing to do with what's being said in the Mishnah. Rebbe is not saying his main point. There happens to be this aside machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, which is more of an Erechin style machloikis. It's an Erechin machloikis, which is whether there's a din. Meseches Me'ilah is not a mesechta that deals with pidyon. That's not what it deals with. It deals with Me'ilah. And pidyon only came in here because when you have something that's not redeemable, it has an endless life of Me'ilah. Because it doesn't become chulin after you moil, so you could be moil again, you could be moil again. So that is nothing to do with our Masechta. Whether something does qualify for pidyon or doesn't qualify for pidyon is not what our Masechta addresses. Our Masechta addresses what has Me'ilah. And the only thing that our Masechta has to address is what are the guidelines of Me'ilah, which our Mishnah stated. Came Rebbe, and Rebbe says, you should know, kol dovo she'en lo pidyon. Yeah, that's what the Chachamim said too. So now the Gemara is groping to find cases where there could be a side machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether something has redemption or not, and the Gemara is now trying to squeeze that into the Mishnah. And we have a great difficulty understanding how this works in Pshat. A, it doesn't seem to be the makom here in the Masechta, and B, it's not being communicated in the Mishnah. Because all Rebbe says is a statement that the Chachamim would say again. The Chacham, when Rebbe said this statement, the Chacham will go, yes, yes, sir. We agree. Anything that doesn't have pidyon, there's me'ila, endless me'ila. Because the only way me'ila ends is when the object turns into chum. And the object can only turn into chum if there's pidyon. So this is a major pshat kasha that I have. And I don't know why it's not really dealt with much in the Rishonim, this kasha, of how exactly the Gemara fits with the Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah be talking about this and how it fits in the Mishnah Bechlau? That I find of great difficulty. Now, if you look at Tosis, Tosis says as follows. Tosis tries to make a little bit of a connection. Let's look at the Tosis, Divya Amasko, Ho'emer Hare Alai Eitzim, Lo Yifchois Mishnei Gizorim, Utunim Melach, Utunim Tanufa. First wide line on the Tosis there. Tosis says, in the Farash Osam, the Perek HaKoimetz Rabo, the Ledivrei Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichim Kmitze, Kemer Mincha. According to Rebbe, the wood needs Kmitze, just like a Mincha. The Tzorich Eitzim Lasos Marocho, Ulak Tilambo. You need to put it on the Mizbeach and burn it like a regular coal. The Hashko, Pligi Kain Rebbe V'Rabonim B'Masnita. The Rebbe Sovah, Kol Dovo Shein, now look, now here's where the disconnect. Kol Dovo Shein, Boi Pagam Kegoin Eitzim, Yesh Bohem Moyel Acha Moyel, Kemoy Behem Ukli Shomas. Tosis sticks in the words, Kol Dovo Shein, Boi Pagam Kegoin Eitzim, Yesh Bohem Moyel Acha Moyel, he says, now all of a sudden he's talking about a Pagam, and then he says, the Eitzim Korban Gomuhu. The Rabbanan, I don't know what the name of the Pagam comes in here. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rav Korban Hu. The Rabbanan holds it's not a Korban. And therefore, Ein Bohem Moyo Achamoyo. There's no Me'ila, no Moyo Achamoyo. That's how Tosis addresses this. So Tosis seems to be attempting to put in the Me'ila into the Gemara when in fact, ultimately, Tosis is saying that the Chachamim argue with Rebbe whether it's a carbon or not, which is the way the Gemara reads. And the way the Gemara reads, this has nothing to do with Mila. Now, the following Tosis also makes the same attempt. Kochim is Beach Tmimim Vinasim Balamum Mika Beinayu. For Tanya, we learned Rebbe Omer Yikovegu, the Kasova Be'ina and Amoga Varocha. Rebbe owes the animal has to be standing in order to do pidyon. Now, the Tosis explains. Now, listen to these words here. Since Rebbe holds you need Amoda V'Arocha, here's what I think is pivotal to understand the sugya. In Cain, Alimo Kedusha Sayer, we see that the Kedusha is strong. Sha'arei einam nifdim b'kal. Hilkach, yesh pohem moyo achar moyo. You notice Tosis is taking a whole different track. When you read the Gemara, it sounds like Aleph Beis. The Gemara is saying very simple. If you hold, you need Amoda V'Arocha, and the animal is dead, so it's not standing, so you can't redeem it if it's not standing, so now there's no pidyon. If there's no pidyon, there's Me'ila. End of story. Tosis now is changing the story. Tosis is saying, since there's no, they need our mother V'Arocha, in Cain, says Tosis, Alimo Kedusha Sayer. You see that it's the Kedusha is strong. Shaharei Einam Nifdim B'Kar. They cannot easily be redeemed. He says Tosis, Hilkach yesh bohem moyo achamoyo. Therefore, there's a din of moyo achamoyo. Very strange. First of all, it doesn't even read. Forgetting what Tosis is trying to say, it doesn't read. Because all Kedushas Domim has Amoda V'Arocha. Right? All Kedushas Domim. And that there's no dispute. Rebbe and the Chachamim agree that Kedushas Domim requires Hamad of Arocha. There is no machlokes on that regard. If you have a, you will makdish a cow for Berek Abayas, a cow Balmum for Berek Abayas, and the Parah dies, everybody agrees you can't redeem it. There's no machlokes Rebbe Nechachom. Machlokes Rebbe Nechachomim was, if you will makdish the cow as a Shlomim, and the cow dies, after it got a mum, the Chachamim say that since it got a mum, but it was once Kedushas Mizbeach, there's no din of Hamad of Arocha. And Rebbe says that no, the din of Hamad of Arocha applies also to Kedushas Mizbeach. Everybody agrees, there's no machlekes, Rebbe and Chachamim. If you will mak the shekel, bal mum, balas mum, for better kabayis, everybody agrees it needs Hamad of Arocha. Correct? And everybody agrees, Ein Moyo Achamoyo. Right? So one thing is absolutely clear, and that is that the Din Hamad of Arocha does not affect that there should be more Me'ilah. Because if that would be the case, every Kedusha's Berek Abayis, there would be Yesh Moyo Achamoyo. So the whole line of reasoning that Tosfos is giving is a plea. Because by Berek Abayis, everybody agrees that you need Hamad of Arocha. There's no machlekes. Sai Rebbe, Sai Lechachomim. Everybody agrees by Berek Abayis, you need Hamad of Arocha. No machlekes. There's no machlekes. If you makdish a monkey, for Berek Abayis, and the monkey dies, you can't redeem it. No machlekes. Okay? Now the monkey has less kedusha. It's only Berek Abayis. Everybody agrees that on a monkey, the halacha is ein moyel achamoyel. Correct? If somebody would now be moyel on the monkey will go out to chum. There is no machlekes. That's the Mishnah. Except for klishoras and behemah, by Berek Abayis, it goes out l'chum. So if somebody would now take the monkey from the gizbo, and he'd be moil in the monkey would go l'chum. Ah, it needs Hamad of Arocha. The teretz is, Hamad of Arocha does not affect Ne'ilah. The fact that something requires Hamad of Arocha has nothing to do with Ne'ilah. If it did, then any living thing that you will makdish to Berek Abayis, any living thing, non-carbon item, that you will makdish to Berek Abayis, would have moyel achamoyel. And that's not the halach. The halach is ein moyel achamoyel. So what's Tosfos saying here? Tosfos says, in Cain, alima kedushasayu. We see the strength. The Kedusha is strong. Sharei einam nivdim b'kav. Hilkach yesh b'hem moyel achamoyel. So Tosfos doesn't read. Tosfos number one doesn't even read. We can't, unless there's anybody here have a pshat in Tosfos. Just from the reading, I'm just saying it doesn't read. That's number one. Secondly, even if Tosfos would read, what does Tosfos want? You know, sometimes Tosfos has a tremendous chiddush, and you have to work for days to figure out what he wants, but you understand why he said it. Over here, why does he need that for b'chlal? Why doesn't he just read it the way we read it to begin with? How do we read the Gemara? The Gemara is saying that since it needs Hamad of Arocha, right, and it's dead, so you can't redeem it, so yesh moyel achamoyel. Because the only way for Me'ilah to go away is if it's Shayach Pidyon. It's not Shayach Pidyon. End of story. So we don't know where Tosfos is going. Why is Tosfos saying a Chiddush? Why is Tosfos even saying a Chiddush? Tosfos is not helping us at all, because the Gemara just flowed the way it was. I believe part of the issue of what's bothering Tosfos, both this Tosfos and the previous Tosfos, is Tosfos is trying to figure out what we were asking from the beginning. What does this have to do with our mission? What does this machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether there is pigyon or there isn't pigyon by korbanos, what does that have to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is just setting down the rules. Our Mishnah is not going into particulars. What does that have to do with our Mishnah? And therefore, Tosis is trying to integrate whatever the Pshat and the Gemara is going to be. He's trying to integrate it into our Mishnah. What? I don't know. We said it's also sure. All I'm telling you is that in both places, he's trying to integrate another factor besides for what the Gemara said. The Gemara seems to be just saying, listen, there's no pigyon. The Gemara seems to be making it simple. There's no pigyon. Tosis seems to be adding. He wants to say there's another aspect that you're not just... The reading of the Gemara sounds like the Gemara is just saying, we have examples where Rebbe and the Chachamim could argue about whether there's pigyon or not. Tosis is trying to make another nekuda, and I believe the reason why he's doing that is because if it's nothing more than a machloikis, whether there is pigyon or isn't pigyon, and has nothing to do with Meseches Me'ileh, then it doesn't belong here, and it's not being communicated in the Mishnah. That's what's bothering them. The wood. No, he explains that. V'dovah shein be'pagam kori lei lefi shekishemetchila kishoyu tumim imo yadovah shein be'pagam. Originally, it was a dovah shein be'pagam. Now, it's yesh be'pagam. But originally, it was a dovah shein be'pagam. Meaning, kot shem mizbeach hakol dovah shein be'pagam, because whatever happens to it, it could still go on the mizbeach. It gets old, it gets weak, it still goes on the mizbeach. So it's called a dovah shein be'pagam. We had that earlier. So that's what Tosis, again, Tosis is trying to somehow bring in another element that's not put down in the Gemara, and I believe he's doing that to make the sugi make more sense. Even though it's difficult, to make the sugi make more sense. What does Rebbe and the Chachamim have to do with our Mishnah? What's going on? What Shachas doesn't have to understand? Okay. So this was the one difficulty that we had in our sugi, and the second difficulty we had was on this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, was when the Mishnah says you need Hanoah and Pagam, so we were struggling with whether Hanoah and Pagam means you need both, Hanoah and Pagam, and you will only have to pay Hegdish if both those criteria are met, and you'll only have to pay Hegdish based on the value, or do we say no? Hanoah and Pagam are both independent, and if you had a Hanoah of $1 million, so that's what you pay even if the Pagam was only $5. And the other way around, if you had a Hanoah that was $5, even though the Pagam was $1 million, you only pay the $5. You pay the Hanoah. Or do we say that the Hanoah and the Pagam work together, and you pay whichever is the highest one? And we spoke about that in Tosis and Bava Metzia we brought down last week. And we saw that there's a machlekes Tosis in the Rambam. Correct? Tosis and Bava Metzia says has a suffix about this. Tosis and Bava Metzia comes out that you pay the higher amount. That means if you were Poygim Hektish $20 and you had Hanoah of $5, so you only pay $5 to Hektish. And it would come out the other way around too. I'm saying if you were Poygim Hektish $20, you had Hanoah $5, you paid it $20. And the other way around, if you had a higher Hanoah, if your Hanoah was $20, the Pagam was $5, you paid a Hanoah. And then we had the Rambam by us in the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Rambam clearly stated that you only paid a Hanoah. The Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayos that if you went ahead and you took the beam and you gave it to somebody else b'matana, so he says, Mo'al b'toivus hano, that's the lashon of the Rambam. You mo'al b'toivus hano. Rambam says, u'mo'al v'zeh shomarnu v'chaver elu mo'al. He says, how much are you mo'al? He says, mo'al l'fi Toiva Sanoa Sheboy. You have Anoa from the fact how much Toiva Sanoa, this guy. So obviously, if I give somebody $100 beam, the Toiva Sanoa is going to be a fraction of that $100. The Hanoa that I get from the fact that he's going to do me a favor back, that's the Toiva Sanoa. Whatever that price is. According to the Rambam, that is your Me'ila. Your Me'ila is not the $100 beam. Your Me'ila is just the Hanor that you're going to get from what he's going to give you back. That's what comes out. So it comes out the Machloikas between Tosfos and the Rambam. How much you pay? The critical Machloikas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos holds you'd pay for the whole beam, technically, because the whole beam went out to Chum. Right, the whole beam became chum when you gave the beam to that person. Now the beam became chum. Hekdesh now lost the beam, $100 beam. You have to give Hekdesh $100. And Rambam comes out that you only have to give Hekdesh the $5 or $20 or $10, whatever the Hanoah you're having from the Tevis Hanoah, that's what you have to give Hekdesh. So the beer in the Machlekes between the Rambam and Tevis, I think, is quite simple. It's based on what we discussed several weeks ago, which was when we talk about Me'ila, whether the Me'ila is primarily triggered by Gzela. Me'ila is you're taking from Hekdesh. And the halacha is that you have to compensate Hekdesh for what you took. Naturally, if I took Anoah, I have to pay the Anoah. So if I took the Chafetz, I have to pay for the Chafetz. And that's what Tosfos is saying above Metzia. Tashlumei Me'ila are like Tashlumei Gzela. Right? Very similar to Tashlumei Gzela. So I have to give Hekdesh what I took. If I took Hanor, I have to give back Hanor. If I took the Chafetz, I have to give back the Chafetz. And obviously, whichever one is going to end up being more, that's what I got to give back Hekdesh. And that's the reason why Tosfos holds above Metzia. That if the bottom line is I took an object and I gave it to somebody else, right? Even though my Hanor was, let's say, $5, but if the devaluation of the object, right, was $20, I have to give the $20 to Hekdesh. Even though my Hanor was only $5. That's what comes out from Tosfos. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems very clear that I only have to pay Hekdesh what I had Hanor. The Rambam obviously holds that Tashlumei Me'ila are not doyme to Tashlumei Gzela, that I'm paying Hekdesh what I took away. I have to pay Hekdesh based on the Isser of Hanor that I had. And the Isser is Isser Hanor. And the Hanor that I had from Hekdesh is $5. So I only have to pay Hekdesh $5. That is the sheet of the Rambam. Sheet of the Rambam is that's what I'm paying back Hekdesh. Now, that I think is clear. I don't think there's room for debate that Tosfos and the Rambam disagree as far as how the Tashlumei Me'ila work. And that does not mean, by the way, that the Rambam holds that Tashlumei Me'ila have nothing to do with Gzela. But it starts off with the Din Hanor, and it's only on that that the Torah gave a Din Tashlumen. On Hanor. The Torah never gave a Din Tashlumen on the object of Hekdesh. It only gave Tashlumen on Hanor. Tosfos holds the other way. Now, we go back to our sugya. When we say that there's ein moyel achamoyel ela klishoris behema bilvad, that means that by klishoris and behema, there is me'ila as long as you use it. You can use it 100 times. Each time that you use it, there's going to be a tashlum of me'ila. We said simplistically, when you read it, the reason why klishoris and behema there's moyel achamoyel is because there's no pigeon. Since there's no redemption. Once there's no redemption, so memela, there's a din of me'ila, because the object remains in the Rishus Hekdesh. There's not a whole different way to learn the Mishnah. Definitely that's the Pashut way. Definitely the Pashut way to read the Mishnah is that it's just a mechanical issue. If I have anor from something that belongs to Hekdesh and it becomes chulun, so there's no me'ila anymore. It turned into chulun. If it's something that doesn't have redemption, that means that its Kedusha is not removable. If the Kedusha is not removable, so I had an oar from it, it's still Hekdesh. Now I have an oar again. It's all mechanical. It's nothing deeper than mechanical. That's the. But there's a different way to learn, a much deeper way to learn, and that is that avada. The distinction is something has a pinyan, something doesn't have a pinyan, something has kedusha seguf, it doesn't have kedusha seguf. But really, it goes deeper than that. Deeper than that is that when we, just like we're saying, there's different ways to look at meila. Is it gezel? Is it, what are you doing? What are you doing? The way to look at it differently is you could say like this. Something that has pidyon, right? Gzela by definition means I took something away from the Rishus Bailam. That's the definition of gzela. Kinyon gzela, that's what gzela is. Gzela is taking something out of the domain. That's why you need to have kinyon. For kinyon gzela, you need to have kinyon. Makes you into a gazel. So whole shaila by Yisuri Ano, there's a tesis in Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Ochanan brings a raya, that even though the kinyan doesn't work monetarily, because the thing is also b'hanoah, it's still shaykh to have a shame gazlan. Right? But the bottom line is you need to do a ma'isa kinyan. Even if the kinyan moment will, you have to do a ma'isa kinyan. And actually, Yerushalmi in Shavuos, the last parak in Shavuos, says, Ein echayiv ela b'derech kinyan, that's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. You're only chayiv if you do a kinyan on the object. One can say as follows. Something that has pidyon, something that has redemption, it's shayach for somebody to do a ma'isa kinyan on that. When the Torah unveils that there's something that you could do pidyon on, it's another way of saying that this is something that you could make a kinyan on. Happens to be the kinyan that you're supposed, the heter way of doing a kinyan is through pidyon. But it means it's something that you can be koine. Belongs to Hekish, but it's something that you could be koine. By the fact that you could be koine, right, makes that it's shaykh to do a ma'isik zeil on it. It's possible to do a ma'isik zeil. In which case, the me'ila is the ma'isik zeil. The me'ila is stealing. Just like if Shemesh Kop learns in general me'ila that way, and many learn me'ila that way. That is what the me'ila is. The me'ila is a ma'isik zela. Okay? Something which doesn't have pidyon, by definition, that thing can't be stolen. It's like karka in an exes. Something that can't be redeemed, by definition, it's another way of saying this thing can't be stolen. It's immune from being able to take it out of the domain of the buyer. In that case, if the Torah gives you a din me'ila, there the me'ila has to be more of a iser hishtamshus. The me'ila is, don't be mishtamish with something that belongs to Hekish. Don't have hanoah with something that belongs to Hekish. But it can't go under the banner of gezel. In fact, the minchas chinuch, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the minchas chinuch, by the iser of being nen and miklisharas, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, goynev es hakas v'kanon poigin boy. If somebody steals a klishor, it's kanon poigin boy. So the Minchas Chinuch has a debate whether you're over loisigzel. One of the stardom is by a klishor, if you're not over loisigzel because you didn't take it out of the domain of Hekdesh. You didn't do a ma'isig zela. Just like if I went into somebody's domain, let's say Hagbor Street Fochim, and I pick it up one time. I didn't do a ma'isig zela. I didn't do a ma'isig zela. Because it has to be picked up Street Fochim in order to be a ma'isig zela. So if the klisharas has a string attached to Hekdesh, no matter how high I pick it up, it's in Rishus Hekdesh. It's like I didn't do Hagbah. You didn't do Gzela. So the Isser of Me'ila is a different kind of an Isser altogether. So it comes out that there are two completely different ways how to learn that a klisharas and a behema yesh moyel achamoyel. One explanation is just, it's mechanical, like I'm telling you. Because once you have anor, it becomes chulin. Once it becomes chulin, there's no me'ila. The other way to look at it is no. The whole me'ila is a different kind of me'ila. By something which has kedushas haguf, the iser is ishtamshas. That is the definition of what the iser is. You could keep on doing it. You could keep on being mishtamish with it. By something which has kedushas haguf, by something that has kedushas domim, the me'ila is not the usage of it, it's the stealing of it. And therefore, once the object is stolen, once the object was stolen from Hekdesh, there's no Isser to use it. The Isser is not the use. The Isser is the Maisik Zeil. Technically, what I'm telling you is that even if the item would still have Kedusha, potentially there wouldn't be Milah by Kedusha's Domi. Just like we find Goinev min Haganov is not overloy signoiv, there's no kefil, right? Because Vagunav mi Beis Ha'ish. So what I'm telling you technically, not practically, first technically, is that you could say that by Kedusha's Domin, if I already was Moyel and I already stole the object from Hednish, even if the item would still have Kedusha, there wouldn't be the meal on you anymore because the item was already taken out of the Rishus Hednish by Ruven. Became Chul and it didn't become Chul. That's not the issue. The issue of becoming Chul or not is not the issue. If you notice, the words of the Tanakhama doesn't say a word about pidgin. Tanakhama says, "Ein moyel achamoyel b'mukdoshin elo behema uklishores bulvat." Tanakhama does not say a word about pidgin. He may mean pidgin, doesn't say a word about pidgin. He just says, "Ein moyel achamoyel elo klishores behema bulvat." That means, for some reason, these two items, there's no moyel achamoyel. What I want to tell you is, the fact that the Tanakhama didn't bring pidgin into the picture tells us that it's not dafka toli in pidgin. It's not because of pidgin. It's because kedushas better kabayis, it's the isra of gezela. And therefore, once the item is stolen, you're not stealing it from Rishus Hekdesh anymore. Every moyel has to be, you're going into Rishus Hekdesh, you're accessing Rishus Hekdesh. That's what Meil is. Just like Meilah that we learned by Soita, a person is accessing the Eishes Ish, right? When, by Gzela we call it Meilah, Kisimo Mal. So there's the same thing by Hekdesh, the Issa Meilah is accessing, penetrating the Rishus Hekdesh. Once somebody took the object out of Rishus Hekdesh, namely by doing Meilah, the next guy that comes up to the plate to have Hanoya, he could have all the Hanoya in the world. He is not taking the domain, he's not taking it from the domain of Hekdesh. And therefore there's no meal. By Klishavas and Behemah, the Isser is Hanoya. There is no Maisa Gezela from Hekdesh at all. Which means that it still remains in the domain of Hekdesh. And therefore, the Isser is only using something while it's in the domain of Hekdesh. Doesn't make a difference now, it's by Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, or Yehuda. The Isser is just exactly like it was originally. The Isser was using Hekdesh. Now the Isser on the guy number two is using Hekdesh. Number three. Rebbe comes and Rebbe says, I disagree with that categorization. I hold it's mechanical. I hold Me'il is always the same. Meal is always the Isser that you're being mishtamish b'kotshim. And yechayiv tashlume meila if you're mishtamish b'kotshim. I hold that the difference is whether the thing is still kodesh. I disagree with the Chachamim. The Tanakhama didn't say a word about pidgin. Tanakhama said something entirely different. I disagree with the Tanakhama. I hold that the reason why there's no meila by something which has kedushas domim is because, not because it's different between Ishtamshus and Gzela, but because it's not Hekdesh anymore. And therefore, Lefi Daiti, more things will be included. Because we're going to have some things, we'll see, that even though there's no pidyon, it's still possible to take it out of the Rishus Hekdesh. And it could go the other way too. And the way I'm learning, number one, the Mishnah reads. Rebbe said what his point was. The Gemara now is going to qualify what the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim is. We'll see. But really, it's a Me'ilah Machlokes. It's not a Pidyon Machlokes. It's a Me'ilah Machlokes. And what we're going to come out with, I guess it's going to move on. We need another Shia. But we're going to come out that the Machlokes between Rebbe by Korban Eitzim and the Machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim by Behemah, Balas Mum, is a Me'ilah Machlokes. which the opposite. It affects the Shita and Me'ila, affects how they categorize whether it's a carbon or not. But it's really primarily a Me'ila Machlekes. And that, Mr. Shem, we'll have to get to next week. I just want to wrap this last point just clearly. All along we were going with the approach that this is all a practical issue. Certain things have pidyon. Once they have pidyon, so then if you're moyel, it becomes chulin. If it becomes chulin, so then the second guy, the second ishtamshus, is not using hektish. You're using chulin, that's why there's no meal. That's the way we read it. According to that way of learning, Rebbe didn't even argue with the Tanakhama. Rebbe came in and basically puppeted what the Tanakhama said. And then the Gemara went in a whole shakl of Italian to try to figure out what Rebbe is talking about. You know, which examples is Rebbe talking about? The Gemara still, the Gemara still has not explained to us that why Rebbe did anything more than puppet what the Chachamim already said. We're coming and taking a different approach in the Mishnah. The approach we're taking is that there's a machloikis, Rebbe and a Chachamim, why there is no Me'ila by Kedushas Domim after you were Moil. Rebbe, the Chachamim hold the reason why there's no Me'ila is because Me'ila is qualified as a Maisa Gezela. And therefore, once the item is stolen from Hekdesh, you can't steal it again. You're not stealing it from Hekdesh. Just like a guy who steals from a Ganav, if not, doesn't pay kafel. Because he's not stealing from the person. V'gunami beisayish. Right? That's how the Chachamim learned. The Chachamim learned, however, by Klishoris and Behema, which never leaves the domain of Hekdesh, there the Me'ila is not Gezela, the Me'ila is Ishtamshus. Ishtamshus, you keep on using it. That's why there's Moyel. Rebbe comes and Rebbe says, I disagree with that qualification. Rebbe says, I hold that Me'ila is completely based on the on Ishtamshus. Has nothing to do with whose domain it is in. The Isser is using Hekdesh. And the reason why by Kedush is Domim, there's no Moyel Acha Moyel, is because it's not Hekdesh anymore. Because now it turned into chul. And therefore, says Rebbe, I hold that the qualification is, as long as the thing remains hegdish, even though it's not a korban, and it's not, it doesn't need to have a crown on its head. As long as you didn't successfully remove the Kedusha, there's still going to be a dimim. The Chachamim say it's nothing to do with Kedusha. It has to do where the item is. Is the item in the Rishus Hekdesh, the item out of the Rishus Hekdesh? If the item is not in Rishus Hekdesh, there's no Me'ila anymore. Because the Me'ila of the Kedusha's Domim is stealing from Hekdesh. And part of the condition is, it has to still be in the domain of Hekdesh. If it left that domain, then there's no Me'ila. Okay.